you guys get your million yet?
Huh?
I'll take.
Would you guys be willing to be recorded for a blog that we have?
I'm sure.
Okay. Just finding out what they think happens when someone dies.
I guess I was raised Catholic, but now I'm agnostic.
Okay.
So I kind of believe in a higher being, like, but not in a traditional sense to say. I mean, I have really, like, Christian moral beliefs, but I don't necessarily believe in the tradition sense, like Jesus and all of that, but I do believe in a higher being.
I forgot to ask your names. I'm Tracy.
I'm Jess.
Jess.
Yeah.
And I'm Derek.
Derek, you have a deep voice.
I do.
I like that. Jess and Derek. Okay, so Jess and Derek. Okay. So, what about you, Derek?
I was also actually have a very strict Catholic family, like my grandma. My mom was a little bit less Catholic, and I'm a complete non-believer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think, kind of, which, what you were brought up as to what you believe now?
Well, I don't think, like, anything made me switch, because I wasn't raised in a strict way, but I was kind of raised in, like, you find your own beliefs for yourself. So I've always grown up kind of just questioning things for myself and not wanting to start off with the traditional thing, but maybe find what I believe in later in life and develop that through years. So.
Okay, so do you guys kind of go to a relativistic point of view, like there is really no absolute truth?
I don't know if I believe in, like, an absolute truth that one thing has to be right, 'cause obviously people believe many different things, and one day we don't want to be like, oh, we were wrong about it, but...
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's an absolute truth. You know, I think many things are right for people, and it's just, I believe in, you know, what you believe is the truth, so.
Okay, so you think what you believe is more important than if what you believe is true?
Yeah, no, completely. I mean, if you have faith in something, then that's good for you. It's, to me, it seems silly that people try to go out and proving other people wrong, the only thing, only one thing's right. And I mean, if you believe in something, I mean, that's good. If you have faith in something, that's good. I wouldn't ever challenge somebody's belief, so.
Okay. So what if you believed that you could defy the law of gravity and you jumped off of a 30-story
Chris
building?
Angel on TV does it.
Chris Angel on TV does it. That's funny.
Would what you believe be more important, or if what you believe is true be more important?
I mean, in that sense, I mean, it's kind of contradictory in that sense. I mean, we don't know the truth at all. I mean, you know, we know gravity.
Anyone could be right.
We think that gravity is true as far as, you know, we know, but that always changes, like the laws of physics. I mean, they might change in the future. We're always discovering new things, so I just don't believe that you can always put an absolute on everything. You know, what we know now might be wrong in, you know, 10 years, 20 years, or in a long time, so.
So you believe that nobody can really know the truth?
Yeah, completely. I don't believe
that. So is that true?
Yes.
That's the one absolute.
That's the thing about religion and like all these ideologies, is that they're always contradicting each other. Like what you believe in one sense contradicts something else that you believe. So it's kind of a hard thing to define, I think.
Okay. The main thing is that none of us really live as though there's no absolute truth. If we were to walk out into the street, we would look both ways, right?
Yeah.
Because we know that if we were to get hit by a car, we plan to meet a friend tomorrow at 2,
yeah,
and we expect them to be there not at 10,
yeah,
not at 4, but at
That's
2,
true.
Because there are absolute truths. We live our life by, we don't think about it, but there are absolute truths. And if you say, I'm going to meet you at Old Town, you don't expect them to show up,
yeah,
at Walmart.
So in like a smaller sense, we do have absolute
truth. Right, okay. Do you guys consider yourself to be a good person?
Yeah, I definitely, like, I think I have morals, like, some people say they're Christian, and then I look at how they live their life and how,
mm-hmm,
they're not abiding by any morals, and honestly, I think I'm a lot more moral than people, like being kind to people and treating people how you want to be treated,
okay,
and respecting your body and respecting yourself.
So
like,
you do think there are absolute truths as far as morality goes?
Yeah, I think people in many different religions, honestly, if you break it down, we all have the same morals. We all want to be treated fairly. We all want to go to a better place. We want to believe that something good will happen to us, but I mean, if you look at a lot of different religions, it's all about how you treat the people around you and being a good and moral person, so.
Okay, so what would you guys say that conscience is?
Oh, man. I believe it's one of the levels of consciousness.
Having a conscience is like
thinking.
Like feeling bad about, like, thinking about what you do before you do it and thinking about how your life and how you act affects other people.
Have you ever noticed how your conscience only deals with the issues of morality?
I think that would be true, because, I mean, morality is encompassing. You only, the only time you're going to feel about things, bad about things, is when you're cheating yourself or you're cheating other people's or cheating other people around you. I wouldn't think it would deal with anything else. But what's really important in most people's life is their morals.
I agree. You're going to act on what you believe.
Yeah, and you won't
right?
feel bad about something you don't believe.
And
in.
So I'm glad you at least think there's absolute truth as far as morality goes.
Yeah, no, I completely
okay.
do.
So you said you thought you were a good person. Do you think you're a good person?
I'm a pretty all right person.
Okay.
Derek's like,
well, have you guys ever heard of the Ten Commandments?
Yes, completely.
Okay, can you name any of them for me?
Treat thy neighbor as you...
You guys are fun.
I'm like, treat thy neighbor as you would your... How is it?
It's written on stone.
It's written on stone.
Somewhere.
Treat others as... It's like treat thy neighbor as you would yourself. Yeah.
Well, that actually encompasses the last... The first three commandments have to do with God. Mm-hmm. Actually, the first four, and then the last six have to do with people. So I'm going to give you guys a little good person test.
Okay.
Based on the Ten Commandments, okay? The ninth commandment says you shall not bear false witness, which is basically lying. Have you guys ever told a lie?
I mean, I think everyone's told a lie, but I've never, I mean, I don't think anyone's not ever told a lie. I don't think I've told a lie to deliberately be mean to someone, but people always tell white lies, and I think they're benefiting somebody else, and then really in the end you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I
agree. I any of these commandments that I ask you, I'm not pointing a finger.
Oh,
I just
no.
want you to know, because
I mean,
I've broken off ton of them, okay? So,
I would think
if
somebody honestly had it.
How many lies do you think you've told in your lifetime?
Millions.
A million. Oh, yeah.
At least.
So if I were to tell a million lies, what would you call me?
I mean, people would.
An average.
According to that. Yeah, I mean, you would be like every other person, but people might accuse you of being a sinner or something.
Well,
you lie all the
it
time.
Starts with... L and rhymes with fire.
Liar.
Okay. Have you ever stolen anything, even if it's something small?
No, I've never stolen anything.
I've never stolen anything that wasn't already in my house.
And that includes downloading music that you didn't pay for, includes maybe peeking on a test when you were a kid and taking an answer for a test.
I've done that.
I don't think I've done that, because I was always that smart girl. I was like, don't look at my paper.
Whatever.
Okay, so you admit to have stolen.
Okay.
What do you call someone who steals?
Criminal.
A thief. Yeah, very good. Are you cold?
No, not
okay.
at all. I'm actually, like, loving it.
I am, too. This is the third commandment. You shall not take the name of your Lord, your God, in vain. Have you guys ever used God's name in an inappropriate way?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I think I used it today.
Yeah.
Probably
like
in the last
you say,
hour.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really serious one, because the Bible says he will not hold him guiltless. He uses his name in vain. And also says all liars will have their part in a lake of fire. The seventh commandment is you shall not commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you guys define as adultery?
Anything that's not waiting till marriage.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much the same thing, pornography and all of that.
Okay.
Fit under adultery.
And also, it kind of covers all sexual sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said the commandment is you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you, if you've looked with lustful intent, you've committed adultery in your heart.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever looked at someone with lust?
Definitely. I mean, I've been in, like, a long-term relationship before.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And like I said, I've broken all of these. Have you ever been so mad at someone that you've thought to yourself, you know, I think I hate that person?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, but then I look at it, I'm like, okay, they've done a bad thing, but that doesn't make them a completely bad person, and I would hate for someone to hate me because I've done something, you know, one thing bad.
Yeah.
As much as I want to hate a person, I'm kind of like, well,
yep.
I'm sure they feel ashamed.
Everyone gets multiple chances in the end.
Yeah.
It's good that you think that way, but the Bible actually says if you hate someone, it's equivalent to murder. So
I mean, I couldn't imagine hating someone that much,
yeah.
like, ever. I mean, there's people that I really dislike, and at first I was like, oh, I hate them, and then I was like, I come to rationalize it. I was like, well, that's completely wrong for me to hate them, and I mean, I
mm-hmm.
hate the actions that they
mm-hmm.
have done to me or done
mm-hmm.
something hurtful to me, but I always forgive people.
And
I can't.
And the fact that you know it's wrong for you to hate them shows that your conscience is working the way it
should. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Were you guys always the perfect child growing up?
Pretty much, yeah. Straight A's.
I can tell you're being facetious.
I really did get straight A's, though. I almost went to the IB program.
Yeah, he went to middle school with me and Derek and
oh,
I, yeah.
Oh, cool. You guys have known each other for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, today is the first day we've seen each other in, like, 4 years.
Yes.
Oh, and then you get to run into somebody like me.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
Yeah, what are the
chances? Yeah, no, it really is. So, I've always been a really good kid. I mean, I've done a few things, but...
Behind your parents' back.
Behind my parents' back, right. But overall, I've never been a girl who goes to parties a lot. I don't get drunk, and right. I mean, I hang out with my mom a lot, I hang out with my friends, but I really don't do anything bad. I get good grades and stuff.
So that's basically breaking the fifth commandment. If you've ever disrespected your parents,
ever.
Like done something behind your back.
Talking back and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the...
No. Yeah, we've done it.
I had to admit this too, but by your own admission, and don't get mad at me.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Of course not.
You guys have been admitted to being liars, thieves, blasphemers, adulterers,
completely.
Murderers, and disrespectful to parents at heart.
Yeah, completely. And I
okay.
I mean, I would think that most people would have
now,
to say that about themselves, even
scale.
If they don't realize it.
But in compared to God's standard, which his Ten Commandments is basically a reflection of his character, of his holiness, and of his standard that he requires if we are to try to, in our own goodness, get to heaven, basically. So you said you guys were a good person. If you were to take me home and introduce me to your mom and say, Mom, this is Tracy, she's a liar, a thief, a blasphemer, a murderer, adulterer, and disrespectful to her parents, would your mom kind of look at you and go,
yeah.
What?
No,
did you bring this person to my house?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, completely. I mean, but, I mean, when you break it down,
yeah.
I mean, she's that, my dad's that, everyone I know
exactly.
is that.
Exactly.
I mean, some
exactly.
people can't admit that at all.
Exactly, and I appreciate that you can, because the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the boat of rebelling against a just and holy
yeah.
king, a creator of the universe. And one of the reasons I was asking you about conscience is that the Bible actually says that God has written his laws on our hearts, and that's the conscience. No matter where you go in the world, people have the same sense of morality in that they know it's wrong to lie, they know it's wrong to steal, they know it's wrong to murder, they know it's wrong to be disrespectful
yeah.
to their parents, okay? And another way that God has revealed himself to us is through creation. If you think about it, for evolution to have happened, everything would have had to come from nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. And zero times zero is zero. Okay? You can't get everything out of nothing. If you put a bunch of scrap metal in a garage and we're starting with a lot more than nothing and left it there for a million years, you wouldn't have a Mercedes Benz.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
You wouldn't be around to enjoy it though.
Yeah,
So God has revealed himself in through conscience. He's also revealed himself through creation, and another way he's revealed himself, we believe as Christians, is through his word. Okay, his written word. So Bible says it's appointed for man once to die, and then the judgment. The ultimate statistic is 10 out of 10 people die.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the ultimate statistic.
Wow, not 9 out of 10. I'm
and none of us are guaranteed another day of life, right?
No.
We can die when we're young, we could live till we're 70, but in the light of eternity, even 100, living 100 years is a very, very short period of time.
Yeah.
So, if you guys were to go into eternity today, God forbid, and he were to judge you according to the perfect standard of his law. Like I said, it's appointed for man once to die and then the judgment. When
yeah.
there's a judgment, there's a judge, okay? And that judge is God. Would you be innocent or guilty of breaking his law?
Yeah, I think I would be guilty of breaking certain laws, but I also think, like you said, there is a God that he's willing to forgive you, and it's like in a Christian sense, if you ask for forgiveness, you should be forgiven, because I mean, all of us are guilty of doing something, and sometimes I'm thinking to myself, like, God, I really feel bad about what I did, and I think if you think about that, as long as you feel bad for your actions and you regret doing them and you realize why they're wrong, I think that you'll be forgiven and that you're a good person.
Well, can we take that to a court of law just real quick? Let's say someone committed a crime against you.
Yeah.
And they were in the courtroom, and you were sitting there wanting justice, as you should, okay? And that person said, well, Judge, I'm really sorry. I really feel bad for what I did. I promise I'll never do it again, so I think you should just let me go. Could that judge just let you go because he was sorry?
I think, like, I mean, honestly, I think sometimes that does happen.
Yeah,
I think if you're... You get a lighter sentence, definitely.
But, okay, but let's say someone stole $100 out of your purse, and they were being tried, and the guy said, you know, I already spent the money, I feel really bad for what I did, I think you should just let me go. And the judge said, okay, I'll just let you go. How would you feel about that? You would probably feel like, well, hey, what's the deal here?
Yeah,
he took $100 out of my purse, and just because he's sorry, the judge is letting him go?
I mean, I think there's certain things that deserve more severe action. If he had, like, if they sent him to, like, life in prison, I think that would be honestly ridiculous. I mean, if he had done that over and over and over and over again, if you repeat something, obviously you're not thinking consciously about it. And really, you're only justifying it at the end. You're like, okay, well, if I do this, I can do this over and over and over again. As long as I ask for forgiveness, it doesn't matter. But that's not true, because you're conscious of you're doing something bad, and you've been through over and over again, and you haven't learned from your mistakes. And I think if you do that, that you shouldn't be forgiven if you know that you're hurting someone over and over and over again and don't feel sorry about it. People around, they always justify themselves. They're like, well, everyone else is doing it, so it's okay. I mean, but that's not... Obviously, if you're looking at people and you're like, oh, well, they do it, it's okay. You're obviously trying to justify something that you know is
wrong. But isn't that basically what you were saying, that everyone sins, so we should just all automatically be forgiven?
All automatically. Well, I mean, there's certain people who sin, and they don't care at all. It doesn't bother them. It doesn't hurt their Yeah, I know some people, it's like, they don't even care that they've hurt your feelings and stuff, and it's okay to them. But, I mean, obviously... Like, one person who sins and another person who sins, you're all different in a way. It's how you think about it and how you feel about it and how you consciously perceive it. It's like, okay, I've done something bad. But, I mean, the person next to you might be like, it was completely right for me to do that. I mean, it's kind of all interpretation. I mean, it's not our judgment.
But issues of morality, would you agree that they're not a matter of preference? There really is a right and wrong. That's what you said at the beginning.
I think there's definitely a right or wrong, but I think some people just try to justify the wrong.
Right. It's not like the difference between I like chocolate and you like vanilla.
Yeah, no.
Right. Okay. I'm glad you think that way. Okay. Because some people actually really don't.
No, some people honestly
I talked to one girl who said, well, it might be okay for... If a person thinks it's okay to murder and molest children, that might be okay for him. It wouldn't be okay for me. And that kind of... scared me, because...
That's a different level than normal.
Yeah.
I think everyone knows that's wrong.
Yeah.
Right,
I mean.
Right. And I agree, because God has given us a conscience. So, because God is just and holy, and His standard is actually perfection, and He doesn't lower His standard just because we can't attain to it, okay? If I were to lie to my 2-year-old grandson, he probably not too many consequences, right? He wouldn't know if no one else was around.
Yeah.
No one else would know. Okay, God would know. But if I were to lie to my husband, I might be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
If I were to lie to my boss, I might lose my job. And if I were to lie to a judge, I might end up in jail. Okay,
yeah.
It's the same offense, but the difference is who the offense was against. Okay, because God is infinitely holy and just. Even the smallest sin is infinitely sinful and offensive to Him. The Bible says, actually, if you've broken the law in one point, you're guilty of all. It's like a chain, and if you take out one link, the whole thing falls.
Why would you ever want to change, then? If you already...
Well, you really can't, actually, unless God does a work in your heart. And that's the message of the gospel, is if you're guilty of breaking the law, His law, people who are guilty of breaking the law are criminals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to stand before Him and He were to find you guilty, then His eternal sentence against those who've broken His law is eternity in hell. Because God is not only a just and holy God who must punish sin. You wouldn't see a judge as being a good judge if He didn't punish criminals, right? We say, get that guy out of here, right? So God, seeing our predicament, because he is also loving and merciful and kind, sent his only son, Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man. He never sinned once. He couldn't. He was God in the flesh. Okay? And 30 to 33 years into his earthly existence, he voluntarily went to the cross, taking the punishment we deserve as criminals upon himself.
So people can be forgiven for what they do?
Yeah, he took the punishment we deserve. It's like the judge's own son coming into the courtroom and saying, I know these people can't pay their fine. I'm going to give my life to pay their fine. Okay? The Bible says you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay? And just like your own birth, you had nothing to do with it. Okay? Being born again is a supernatural work that God does in your heart. It says we're dead in our trespasses and sins, and Christ had to make us alive. If I had a heart attack right here and I was laying on the ground and I had no pulse, no respiration, could I bring myself back to life?
You couldn't.
I couldn't. Right. Someone would have to.
I mean, that'd be miraculous if you could. But
someone would have to start cranking on my chest and giving me CPR to bring me back to life. And in the same way, we're dead spiritually, okay? And God has to give us a new heart. He has to, the Bible says we are saved by grace through faith, that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God has to actually change your heart, give you a new heart, and make you a new creation. And the Bible says that we're required to repent, which is to turn from our sin, and turn from trusting in our own goodness, and place our trust in Jesus Christ alone to save us, and his perfect sacrifice. And it's not just a mental assent, because the Bible says in that day there's going to be many that say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these miracles? Didn't we prophesy in your name? And he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you, because you continually broke my law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's going to be people that, like you even mentioned, that say they're Christians by name.
Yeah.
But actually that real heart change has not taken place in their heart. They've maybe prayed a prayer or were raised in a family where they were Christian.
Yeah.
But God has not really done that work in their heart, okay? God does require us to repent. He does require us to place our trust in the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And Christians aren't perfect, but it's not a matter of perfection. It's a change of direction. You can't walk this way and this way at the same time, okay?
No.
So it's turning from training, trusting in yourself and trusting in Christ alone to save you, the way you trust in a parachute if you had to jump, knowing that without it you would certainly fall to your death. And that's basically the message of the gospel. So do you have any questions?
No, I don't think so. It was really nice talking to you, because it was nice to hear somebody's viewpoints, somebody who's really religious but is accepting of people who aren't, you know, religious. And not like, because I know a lot of people who, when they find out that I'm not religious, as you know, they are, or they think I'm immoral and things like this, I'm not a good person. That's not the truth at all, and I'm glad to hear that somebody, you know, has that viewpoint as well and is understanding of that.
Well, I'm not a good person, and I know I'm thankful for God's salvation, and that's why I want to share it with other people. So would you please consider what I have to say?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And don't just take my word for it. If you really are curious, I would encourage you to read the book of John and the book of Romans, if you have a Bible at home.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, well, think about what I'm saying, because you don't want to go into eternity not knowing. I mean, it's going to be kind of late if you wait and you stand before the judge and say, well, wow, I didn't really know that I was going to be judged for my sins, okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
All
right,
so
thank you. You guys have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye. I like your necklace.
Oh, thank you.
Really pretty.